Horney's theory explains these interpersonal conflicts, but it also explains the conflict within the self. In response to the conflict between feelings of hostility and helplessness, children develop a characteristic defensive way of perceiving themselves. In a sense, they learn that their real selves are unlovable. Their parents' inconsistent and indifferent reactions to them makes this clear. In response, children begin to restructure the image of themselves into an idealized image. This is different than an ideal, which functions as a goal and helps people grow, and it's different from Adler's guiding self-ideal. The idealized image hinders growth because it denies all that's needed to get there. It becomes, in a sense, a representation of the superego with the same qualities of being unrealistic and inauthentic. Horney referred to this comprehensive drive to become the idealized self as the neurotic search for glory, which involves the tyranny of the should, or trying to achieve this perfection by erecting a complex set of shoulds and should nots. It leads them to live in a fantasy world, making neurotic claims, for example. Because they are out of sync with the real world, they become more prone to self-hatred because they can't live up to the idealized self, and this creates more anxiety and a vicious cycle. With the creation of the idealized self, a battle is on. The actual self will disappoint and self-hate will result. It's ironic because the idealized self was meant to be a defense against this self-hatred. Usually, hate for the real self is less salient than disappointing the idealized self, but it's there in the background, in the unconscious. The despised self refers to the part of the real self that gets alienated and hated. The neurotic person fluctuates from the idealized self to the despised self.